Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast with Ryan Cote, where we feature casual conversations with entrepreneurs about personal development and growth.
Hey, Vikrant. Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. How are you?
Hey, Ryan. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, excited to speak with you. I've got some questions for you. But let's start off with you telling everyone, you know, who you are, you know, what you do for a living, and maybe one or two hobbies.
Sure. Talking about my profession, I help entrepreneurs, coaches, experts, thought leaders who have amazing ideas, stories, and messages to share with the world in the form of a book. They are planning to write a book, but really don't have the time or skill set to write a book. So what I do, my company, we offer a done-for-you book writing, publishing, marketing services through which we help them write, publish, market the book, and make it a bestseller in just 6 months. So this is what we do. Talking about my personal life and a little bit about my hobbies. So my hobbies basically changes a lot, but nowadays from the last 3 years, I'm very much into martial arts. I'm doing taekwondo. And of course, I also do some self-defense as well. So yeah, currently I'm very much passionate about martial arts and taekwondo these days.
Very cool. I used to do martial arts myself. So, and actually I'm trying to get my daughters into it. So far, only one is taken to it. She's taken taekwondo as well, and she loves it. So yeah, I'm a big fan of martial arts. Let's talk about, so you get up in the morning, your routine. What does that look like? How do you start your day off on a good note?
So if you talk about my morning routine, I wake up at 5 a.m. I get prepared like within half an hour, like I do my morning stuff. And at 5:30 to 6:30, I have a martial art class. Nowadays in lockdown, we have an online class. There's a personal trainer like who trains me. Before the lockdown, before the COVID thing, the trainer used to come to my home, or like there's a really great place in my society itself, like where we used to train. So 5:30 to 6:30, like I train for martial arts, or I also do some kind of a workout or exercise. Once I do that, then take a bath. And after from 7 to 8:30 a.m., I spend some time with my wife. At the same time, I also have my morning breakfast. In the morning breakfast, I mostly like from in the morning till 12 p.m., I'm just on fruits. Means I just take juice. I just take all kind of fruits. Like at least I take around 750 grams of fruits, all kind of fruits like bananas, mangoes, pineapples and different papayas. And once I do that, then comes like from 8:30 to 12:30 p.m., like I work like 4 hours. I work on my business. And then of course, this is how like my morning starts and this kind of a morning routine I have. Talking about my hack, like exactly how I able to make sure that I'm able to take care of all of these things. So several years ago, I got to know, like, of course, after so many trials and errors, I got to know that, first of all, waking up at 5 a.m. is really important for me, because I've seen that when I'm waking up at 5 a.m., I'm able to achieve more. I'm able to work more productively. So, yep, no matter how, when I'm sleeping, when I'm going to hit the bed, whether it is 1 a.m. as well or 2 a.m. as well, I have to wake up at 5 a.m. Now, what's the hack? The hack is simply, the thing is, especially if you are an entrepreneur or a business owner, we are not accountable to anyone. And this is one of the reasons which actually, through which like we procrastinate a lot, maybe for 2 days or 3 days. We wake up, or maybe we go to gym, maybe we do meditation, maybe we do some kind of a habit which we want to build. But then after some time, the motivation or the willpower completely wails off. And then, of course, we are not able to follow that habit. So for that, to really overcome that, what I've seen that having an accountability partner can really overcome that problem. And for me, waking up at 5 a.m., like what I've done is, I'm paying, of course, premium price for that personal trainer who comes to my home, train me. And now I don't have any excuse, right? He's coming over here at my home or my place. I don't have any excuse that, hey, like, I'm not in mood to do the martial arts or exercise today. There's no option for me. I have to, no matter what, I have to wake up at 5 a.m., get ready in half an hour, and then I have to be there on the ground. Once I do that, so this is one accountability over here. I'm paying him for that. So of course, I can maybe do some practice myself. I can go to some kind of an academy where I can just pay just a fraction amount of money or fees over there, and I can learn over there with so many people. But one of the reasons why I'm doing it, because it is now forcing me to wake up, right? So this is one thing. Once I do the workout or martial arts, after like for 1.5 hours, like of course I spend time with my wife and have my breakfast as well. Now, when I work, right, for 4 hours, I, of course, maybe you have heard about Pomodoro, but one thing which I do, there's a tool out there called focusmate.com. I guess 8 or 9 months ago, I discovered this tool. What it does is basically is kind of a website or a platform where there will be a webcam on and there will be so many people out there. You will be connected to one person. And then this person is going to tell you what's their goal for the next 50 minutes. You tell them what's your goal. And then for 50 minutes, like you will simply work on that specific task. And then the thing is, like, again, we are having this kind of an accountability thing over here. We have mentioned this thing that, like, this is what we do. This is what we have to achieve. After 50 minutes, like, of course, we both tell each other that whether we were able to achieve that certain goal or not, how productive we were. And then we take rest for 10 minutes. And then again, there's another session with another person. So this is the kind of a hack which is allowing me to stay intact with my morning rituals. Now I don't have any option. I have to wake up 5 a.m. I have made myself commitment that whenever I'll be working, I'm going to be working with this tool called Focusmate. And when I'm doing it, I'm not getting distracted. I'm just working on maybe 1 or 2 tasks maximum, which is allowing me to stay focused and which is helping me 10x my productivity. So these are the hacks which I'm using.
First of all, Focusmate, I've never heard of that before. That is genius. I'm like a big fan of tools. So you've got like my endorphins just like going crazy right now, like fireworks. And so basically it's someone that you team up with through video to hold each other accountable on a specific task. That is genius. Focusmate. We'll definitely include that in the show notes and give that a try. I also like the accountability. That's huge. I mean, like, especially if you've got like a black belt coming to your house, you don't want to say no to him or her, you know? But yeah, accountability is a huge thing. Like masterminds, that's how I do it. We have a mastermind that I belong to and we get together weekly and, you know, I set certain goals and certain tasks I want to get accomplished. And, you know, you don't want to show up every week with nothing being done. So it forces you to take action. So that's a pretty intense morning routine. It sounds like if I was adding the numbers up, it's a few hours. What do you do when you go on vacation? Do you have a slimmed down version that you default to?
So I'm not very much inclined to only one kind of a vacation or mode. So I'm kind of a beach person, although the place where I'm living, like it is surrounded by mountains and rivers. Like it's a really beautiful place throughout the year. We are having the same kind of a weather, not so hot, not so cold. So I really love that. This is one of the reasons like we shifted to this place 3 years ago because of this weather and because of the surrounding. But whenever I go to any vacation, like for example, recent vacation was to a place in India, like I'm from India. It was in Goa. It's kind of, again, beach. Before COVID, I and my wife went to Maldives. Before that, we went to Bali. So all of these places, most of these places we visit, like it is kind of a beach. And it really helps me freshen up. But if you talk about the vacation, like I don't see vacation as that having maybe 5 or 6 days within 6 months. What I do is like, I try to create kind of a vacation mode every day. So for an example, when I'm working for 4 hours, I'm just working. Afterwards, when my laptop is off, I'm not working at all, right? In my phone, there's no app. Means like, of course, I have a smartphone, but at the same time, there's no social media app. There's no YouTube. There's an app block in almost everything which I do. There's nothing which I can use. I just use my phone just for a normal phone call. Nothing else. Means now my phone doesn't distract me. I use my phone just to receive calls and call someone else. That's it. Nothing else. So if you talk about the vacation, like for me, it is spending time with my lovely wife, going out. That's it. Like, and of course, I enjoy that time. For me, that's the vacation I really enjoy every day.
That's a great answer. So that it's actually a great segue into one of the questions I want to ask you based on what you just said there. What do you think the meaning of life is, in your opinion?
For everyone, I guess the meaning of life is going to be completely different. For me as well, like I have seen that the meaning of life is changing gradually. Like maybe if you'd have asked me this question maybe 5 years ago or 10 years ago, the answer would be completely different. For me, at this point, like what I have realized that the most priority thing for me is health, my health. Because of course, no matter how much money you will be making, if you don't have a health, it doesn't make sense. No matter how great relationships you will be having, if you are not healthy from within, then you'll not be happy with that person. You'll not be able to provide to that person. And that person will also not be happy with you. So the primary root, the root of everything, or your root of a happy life is going to be health. And if I talk about health, it is not only the physical health, it is also the mental health. So physical health, of course, like this is one of the reasons, like whenever I'm working, of course, like whenever I'm every day when I'm waking up, I'm having just 1 hour, right? 1 hour, like I'm having an intense training and then I'm fine, right? Like I completely vegan, right? Means no dairy products, no non-vegetarian foods, nothing else. Like I'm a very simple guy. I just enjoy fruits and most of my, like 70% of the foods I take, like it is raw. So it really helps me. Like currently it is 9 p.m. over here, but I'm full of energy. I have calls till 11 p.m., 12 a.m. as well, sometimes 1 a.m. as well. Till that as well, like I'm really feeling really with full of energy. Even when I'm sometimes when I'm not able to take afternoon nap, I'm feeling really positive, really energetic throughout the day. So for me, like the health is really, really important. And if you are physically healthy, then it also affects the mental health. And if you are healthy mentally as well, then it also affects physically as well. So all of these things are interconnected. So for me, at this point of time, the meaning of life is going to be that, of course, I want to do everything in my life. Not only I want to be healthy, I want to make so much of money. I want to be in so great relationship. I want to enjoy. I want to spend time. I don't want to miss anything at all, right? So for me, this is the meaning. But the ground thing for me is the health. So this is my answer.
Yeah, I love that. Health is such a foundational thing. I try to work out every single day. And so 100% agree with you there. I want to talk about your business, Vikram. We'll end on that. And then you can let everyone know how they can learn more about you. You run a successful business. What have you had the most success with in growing it? Like what's been like your small hinge that swings the big door?
One of the things which, of course, initially when I started my business, of course, my first business failed and I made a bunch of mistakes over there. I learned so many things from there, which is helping me in this business. Since the beginning, I had this skill set, which was, I didn't know exactly how to name it. Now, of course, I'm seeing so many people talking about it. But since the beginning, I was really good at systems and processes. So I was really good at making really complex things very, very easy, like look really easy. And this is my expertise from the beginning. And initially, I was not knowing that this is my strength, but it was getting reflected in almost everything which I used to do. When I wrote my first book, I was able to write my first book within just 21 days, just because of that expertise. And I had no idea that this is what I do. This is what my expertise is. With the help of systems and processes, I was able to create a book outline within just 1 day. And then I was able to write the entire book in just next 20 days. And then I was able to publish that book. So this was my expertise. Now, currently, we have around more than 40 people on payroll. We have around more than thousands of book writers, editors in our influence. And we are able to manage all of these things because of the systems and processes. Now, the thing is that, of course, initially, maybe you don't need so much of systems, so much of processes, so much of documentations. But after some time, if you really want to scale your business, or if you really want to take your business to the next level, or even if you want to enjoy your time, even if you want to achieve more by spending less time, you need systems. And of course, to support the system, you need team. So what I have learned is that having a great team, which is going to be supported, which should support by great systems and processes, can really take the business to the next level. And of course, this is what I have seen. I've seen results from that. When anyone reach out to me, if someone is at a certain level in the business, I highly recommend them to work on that scenario of their business as well.
Are there any books on that topic, systems and processes, that come to mind for you that you can leave us with as a recommendation?
This year itself, I read this book called Systemology. The author's name is Dave Jeans. I got that book. It helped me get more clarity on that process. At the same time, they also have a video course or something. I think, this year I also enrolled into the video course, which was really, really worth the investment. They have a tool out there called System Hub. It is, I guess, $90, $99 per month or something, and which helps you document all of these things in one place. Means in entire operation can be in just one place. So basically, you can, first of all, I will highly recommend read that book called Systemology. Once you read it, maybe you can check out the video course. If it is, otherwise, of course, you can leave it. Or there's a podcast as well from this author, Dave Jeans, I guess, Process Simplified or something, or Business Simplified with Systems or something. You can check out that podcast as well. At the same time, I would highly recommend investing in Systems Hub for as a great investment for us.
Great. Yeah, lots of good advice. I also love the part you mentioned just going back a few minutes about how the meaning of life can change based on what stage of life you're in. I meant to comment on that. That was really, really good insight. So, Vikrant, this was great. What's the best way that people can connect with you if they want to learn more?
Sure. I'll talk about it in a while, but maybe I should also talk about one more hack, which I'm working on it from the last 3 months, and it is working really, really good for me to build new habits and break the bad habits. So, of course, like those listeners who are listening to me, they can't see the watch on my hand, but this device, this is not a watch. There's no time in that. Maybe you have heard about this device. It is called Pavlok. What it does is if you are trying to break any bad habit, or if you are trying to build a new habit, and if you're not able to follow that, this device gives you a shock or zap when you are not following that habit. And of course, like it's safe, but what it does is, like, we need to understand that our mind is on automation 24/7. We have the same kind of a thought, same kind of a patterns of thoughts going on. But this device, for example, if you initially, I used to just watch some kind of entertainment videos. I used to enjoy it during when I was watching the video, but when I, after half an hour or 1 hour, when I used to watch those videos, I was not at all happy. My mental peace was broken down, so I had to break the habit. So what I did is, whenever, for every video, I started giving one zap, right? And from the last few weeks, I haven't watched any video at all.
Does it hurt?
It gives you kind of a snap. You can also set a percentage, like initially you can set up with 20% or 30%. If you're going to increase the intensity, like I have set it on 100%. If it is 100%, like you will get a zap till your shoulder or something. So it doesn't hurt a lot. Like it forces you to come in the present moment. I've also noticed this thing that whenever I'm in kind of a negative thought pattern, I give a shock to myself. I again come back to the present moment, and now I'm not into that negative thought patterns anymore. So there's a kind of a habit tracker which I maintain. Currently, I'm working on 7 habits. For example, for every focus made session which I'm not doing, I have to do, no matter what, I have to do 4 sessions every day. For every session which I'm not doing, I'm giving one zap to myself. So no matter what, I have to do it. So this is one of the advice, of course. Maybe you can try it. Like there's a tool called Pavlok. The guy also went on Shark Tank or something. And although the investors were not liking the product, but at the same time, there was one of the investors called Damon John. Like he is a user of this tool. So of course, I really love it. I'm using it from the last 3 months now. And it has completely changed. It has increased the way, like how I'm, initially it used to take me maybe several months to build a new habit, because sometimes I used to follow it, sometimes I used to not follow it. But now it has instantly increased my speed of maintaining a new habit or leaving those habits which I don't want to have. So I just wanted to share this with you, which is working really good for me.
Love the tools, love the hacks. Lots of actionable advice here. I really appreciate it. What's your website? Where can people learn more about you?
So people can simply visit to bestsellingbook.com. If they want to invest in a professional company who can take care of their entire book writing, publishing, marketing journey, they can schedule a call with one of our author strategists who is going to take you to the next step. If they want to write or publish the book themselves, what I've done is I've created a checklist which exactly shows everything from book writing to editing, publishing, marketing, all the steps, sub-steps there in just one page. So they can simply go to bestsellingbook.com/checklist. They can download this checklist, which also comes with a blueprint which explains how to use this checklist. And they can download it, print it, and paste it on their wall or something where they are working on their book writing publishing journey, which is going to definitely make their entire journey very, very easy because they will be knowing exactly what to do next. So this is going to be my resource for your audience.
Great. Bestsellingbook.com. We'll link that up in the show notes. Much needed service. I'm obviously a huge fan of content creation, so appreciate you sharing that. And yeah, thanks for coming on, Vikrant. It was great. Lots of great advice and insight and hacks. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Grant.
Thanks for listening to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. Please subscribe and review. And don't forget to visit us at morningupgrade.com for more content.